In today's episode, Samantha's up to her old tricks, Angela keeps hogging the TV, Mike can't remember the name of a rat, and I send text box to infinity and beyond. This is Disney's Dreamlight Valley. We talking movie first, or we talking game first?
What do you want to do?
Tell you what, why don't we let our lovely guest let us know. What do you want to talk about first? The video game?
Sure.
Dreamlight Valley. Disney's Dreamlight Valley.
Disney's Dreamlight Valley.
Okay. Dreamlight Valley it is. Okay. Anybody need to run to the restroom or anything like that before we go?
No.
Nope.
Yay! All right then. Well, let's just get started. Hi, I'm Josh, and welcome to Funsphere Game Club.
I'm Josh.
You are not Josh.
You're right, because I'm Josh.
No, you're not Josh.
I'm actually Joshua.
You test me. You test me.
Rips.
Yep, yep. For our longtime listeners, they might recognize the voice of our good friend, Angela. Hi, Angelo.
Hi.
Welcome.
Did you say Angelo on purpose?
I said Angela.
You just...
You know what's really fun is that there's a Michelangelo's frozen lasagna, and I get it just because he's Michael and I'm Angela, but it's Angelo.
How's the lasagna?
It's not bad.
Not bad? Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We're talking about a specific game today. The game that we will be discussing is Disney's Dreamlight Valley. I'll give us a very brief rundown because this is a very newish type game. It's currently still in early access state, I believe.
It sure is.
Yeah, it sure is. So Disney's Dreamlight Valley is a life simulation adventure game developed by Gameloft Montreal and published by Gameloft. It's basically Animal Crossing, but with Disney and Pixar properties. It was released.
Shouldn't it be called Disney's Pixar's Dreamlight Valley?
Though? I was actually just about to bring up, why does Pixar still get separate credit as a different company when they've been owned by Disney for like 25 years at this point? It's
name brand recognition.
I suppose there's that.
If you have the Pixar stamp, then people know it's quality.
Yeah. Why does HBO get its own recognition when they're owned by Warner Brothers?
I don't know. I guess you're right. These guys are right. Mm-hmm. But this game was released on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Windows, Xbox One, and the Xbox Series X and S. On September 6, 2022, and it actually looks like they released a Mac version as well. I was not aware of that. And like I said, currently this is still considered an early access game, and it will be going free to play sometime in 2023. All right, so why don't we go around and give our thoughts on this game?
Wait, Josh.
Yes.
In your research, did you find an answer to, if you make an account and do a cloud backup, can you have the same save file on two different platforms?
No. And I have a... I'm going to get into it later, so I want to give my opinion last. So why don't somebody else go first?
Okay, I've been playing this for... I think since it came out, or within a week or so of it, I bought the Founders Pack, the $50 tier.
Okay.
So like the middle one. And it kind of... I think it runs probably the worst on Switch. Because it seems like it's a big, big game. It's really pretty, and I really want to see it on PC.
Okay.
It's really grindy. I hope that you can move your like play it your same file on different platforms if you do the cloud thing. I haven't tried it because I don't think it's a game I would ever start over just because of how grindy it is. And like a lot of like, you know, like Animal Crossing, a lot of the furniture and stuff that you find is basically RNG. So
yeah,
no guarantee you'd get all your exact same stuff.
Mm.
I finished everything except I haven't started the Toy Story quest yet. Okay. And my favorite one is the Maui one called Burying the Eel. Because of the title.
Have you gotten Switch?
I have it on Switch, yeah.
Or no, sorry, Stitch.
Oh, Stitch. Yeah, I've been finding, I think I'm like, because I was like going on every day and just sort of like grinding through everything. But Stitch, I'm probably like, I've done two rounds of like lost item retrieval. So I feel like he's going to show up pretty soon.
Yeah, he should. I think it's like once a day or a week. I don't remember. It's something ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, and I tried doing like the Animal Crossing change your switch time trick to move things forward. For which quest? One of the Gothel ones where you had to like wait. And it messes everything up for so long afterwards. Like,
what does it do?
It'll work, but then your island, is like basically frozen in time. I mean, that kind of happens with Animal Crossing too, but it's like frozen in time for like 3 days. Like nothing changes in the shop, nothing respawns. Like,
Do they do it on purpose to like punish you?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if it's a bug or like because it like couldn't figure out what time was anymore or. If it's some sort of, I don't know why, because it's not like it's like multiplayer. It's not an advantage you get over anybody else. But I kind of want to say it's a bug.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say it's a bug. All right, so Angela, you were also excited about this game. I remember hearing. So tell us your thoughts on it.
You know, of course it's really glitchy. Actually started playing again this weekend before this episode, and I was like in the middle of doing something. I think I had Buzz Lightyear with me trying to get his level up to finish all his quests, and it glitched out on me and I couldn't move, couldn't save, couldn't do anything.
That happens a lot.
And I had to restart and I was just, I'm like, whatever, and moved on to other things. But at the beginning it was a lot more and I would actually go through and continue on. But now that I'm getting towards the end of the available characters, I'm kind of like, meh. But my sister-in-law, she has unlocked everything. She has finished all the quests. She has I guess surplus of every sort of item. Yeah, it's kind of nuts. Because I thought I was like, oh, I have all this, and she goes, oh, well, I have like 150,000 dream points or whatever. I was like, oh, okay. Or it was something ridiculous. I don't remember. But I'm really enjoying it. I think my favorite. Stitch has been fun. I thought that the water-based characters, it was annoying how long they took.
Yeah.
Because you can't hang out with them. Whereas you can hang out with other characters and kind of like, you know, blast through the character development and all that.
How many of them did you make miners for the extra gems?
Not enough. That's my favorite part, is mining for gems.
Yeah.
I find fishing tedious and boring. I absolutely hate it. And yeah, what else is there?
Digging.
Oh my god, I hate digging.
I hate digging more than fishing.
Yeah, same, actually. And because you dig and then it's not perfect anymore, and so then I have to cover it back up because of my issues. Other people probably could deal with it, but I do not like it when it's a bunch of dug up pieces.
Can I ask a quick tech question? Mm-hmm. Are you also playing it on the Switch, or are you playing it on Xbox?
No, I'm playing it on Xbox. Okay. We have the Xbox Pass, right? Yeah.
The Game Pass.
The Game Pass, and that's how Mike introduced me to it, and I started playing. Poor guy, he was like, I want to start playing, but I just continued to hog the TV.
Are the frames, does it run, other than the bugs, like, smooth on the Xbox? Or, okay.
Yeah, it looks a lot better than what I've seen on the Switch.
Yeah.
I think Switch is definitely definitely worse on Switch, that you just, like, it's just convenience.
Yep. That's, we've gone down that road many a times. It does not have the horses to run modern games. I'm going to say it now, and I'm sure I'll say it again. Okay.
Josh thinks we're getting a new Switch this year.
No, I'm going to
successor.
I'm going to pull that back now that they've announced that it's the best selling console behind the PS2, and that they're releasing all these games. I think it'll be next year. I'm going to go ahead and say 2024.
They're going to try to beat the record first.
They're going to try to beat the record, and they're going to try to get nerds to pay $70 for a game running on 7-year-old hardware. That it certainly cannot support. Okay. Mike, what about you?
So I played it after Angela started it. And, you know, I like those kind of games and everything. And I enjoyed what I did play of it. I didn't get nearly as far as Angela. But it was one of those games that you kind of don't pick up for a couple weeks, and then it's impossible to get back into. Even the couple of times that I tried to, like, force myself to sit down and play it, all the steam had run out.
Okay.
I was like, I kind of don't remember what I was trying to accomplish, and the tedious tasks were even more tedious.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had kind of lost...
Yeah, I think you
what
have
I was a, going for.
Yeah, you have to play it with a goal. Otherwise, you're just like listening to everybody tell you what a great day it is, which is sort of creepy.
Oh my God.
And
if
so,
Prince Eric pulls out that lute one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
I will
freaking out in the background.
Yeah, that's I was going to say. Like, I didn't have nearly as many bugs, but Angela's game, Jesus Christ. Like, Donald goes on these binge freakout sessions where he, like, it's just nonstop. You hear the train noise and screaming.
First time I heard that, I was like, what is happening? It was so scary. Then it's just Donald freaking
and
out.
And he gets glitchy too. Like, he just keeps, it's like he's having a seizure.
I will stop in the middle of a mission or whatever it is and go to a different part of the map just to get away from him if he starts getting... And those, I'm like, nope, this is it. I'm gonna go to the winter one, the snow place, whatever. I was like, I gotta get as far away from you as possible.
That is a big glitch. The Elsa quest with the cave. I didn't like. I was so annoyed by that. She's like, let's move this ice out of the way. I'm like, bitch, it's gone. It's been gone for 4 weeks. And then you have to invite. You should, go hang out with somebody in their house, and then that fixes it somehow.
Yeah, hers would be like, oh, we're going to do this magic. And with the, I guess, the beginning characters, you would see it happen. And hers would just go black and the screen, and then she would come back and be like, okay, it's done. I'm like, yeah. What happened?
They didn't finish that yet.
Mm-mm.
So annoying. But kept playing. Still like
it. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mickey and Minnie have a house near mine because I haven't found a way to make nobody live near me yet.
We do know that you like your apartheid type systems and that everyone is far away from you, the all-powerful ruler in these lands.
Spoiler. I'm beginning to see why things went the way they did.
Are you talking about in the world or in the game? Okay.
In the game. I want nobody, like, that where your house is at, I want that whole spot to be from my yard and everything. Unless they add Rapunzel, and then she can have her tower, she can live near me.
Yeah, I really hope they add her. Really hope they add her. I liked her character a lot. If you look on the map, though, above the Dark Forest, or whatever it's called, there's another, it looks like they're going to create another world, or not another world, another part of the map.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Yeah. So just, how much time would you say that you two have put in these games? I'm interested.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Too much?
A lot? Yeah.
Okay.
Not as much as my sister-in-law, but
true.
Shout out Ashlyn.
Have you noticed that it's like we've gone backwards as far as, like, games tracking your, how many hours you've logged and stuff? Because, like, on the DS and the 3DS, there was a whole app called the Activity Log where you can see, and it, like, it's ongoing. It shows, it would have all these, like, top charts and everything. It was awesome. On the Switch, it'll tell you how long you've been playing a game, but it only keeps, like, a couple of the most recent things you played. And whenever it drops off and it comes back, it starts the clock over again. So you never know how much you've actually logged.
Unless the game itself shows it.
Yeah.
I think the game does on the save screen, the manual save area.
Yeah.
What did you think about the seasoned focus missions? Did you notice all that with the dark moon or whatever it is? Like all the Christmas stuff you could get?
The Christmas, I didn't really play it around Christmas. And then I logged into it and I went fishing and I caught fish with hats. But you can't do anything with them. Mm-hmm. And I think the event's over now, so I don't know what to do with these fish.
Yeah, you could, I think, cook them. But that was it. You couldn't sell them. So it, like, in Halloween they had it too, and maybe it's just on Xbox. I wouldn't think so though, but you can do all these like little extra tedious kind of things where, you know, cook 5 or cook 50 3-star meals and you get all these, moon coins or something.
And then
you can, turn them in for seasonal items, and I like those. Because it's time constraint and they're kind of cool. Like in Halloween I got a skeleton bodysuit, which was fun.
I got the Maleficent horns on that.
Nice. I got those.
I never take them off, just like I never take off the Gothel claws.
Oh yeah. I've been wearing Woody's kind of clothes that you can get with him, so it's like the cow print and fringe and cowboy boots and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
That's fun to think about on the beach.
Yeah.
Mike, do you got anything else to say about your playtime with it?
Not really.
Okay.
It's ambitious, and I appreciate the attempt. I don't think that it's dethroned Animal Crossing for that style of game for me.
Okay.
But yeah.
I'm interested to see how, like, once it's finished. Because the developers seem really, like, communicative.
Can I ask, are you receiving communications from Game Loft Montreal, or is it just a Game Loft?
I see updates on Twitter. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No specific messages. I, you know what's something I noticed, though? The only traditional princess that you have there is Ariel. And I feel like modern Disney doesn't pull in some of the older princesses like Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and those kind of things. And I find it curious because I wonder if there's some reason.
They did it in Wreck-It Ralph, too.
Well, yeah.
They had all of them in it.
Yeah, they had all of them in there. But, like, they just haven't... They did mostly Pixar films, honestly.
Yeah.
In this game.
I bet they'll be around. Because there's, like, 900 doors in that castle, I feel like.
I know. I'm excited to see how far they go.
Probably they put the newer ones, like, up front to lure people into buying it.
Get all the people who are really into Frozen.
And Moana, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Moana. I made Mike watch Moana the other day.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that Jermaine was just doing his David Bowie impersonation.
Yes.
As the voice.
For that crab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
He's an avatar, the new one. And for some reason has to do an American accent, but the guy that he's with doesn't have to do an American accent, so I wonder if they told him he had to or if that was just a decision he made.
He's probably like, everyone knows this voice, so I'm going to try out a new accent. I want to be so unique. Weird.
Well, I'm going to say I'm glad that today we decided to kind of do a return to form of focusing on a game and to make it a true return to form. I'm about to dunk all over this game.
Okay.
So.
Surprise, surprise.
Here we go. I find this game to be horrifying. And to give you guys an example, like a... Like
it
a baseline of where
yeah.
I'm at. I'm currently playing the Dead Space remake, which, by the way, excellent, excellent game. But I am more frightened of this game. I find the player character horrendous. Like,
well, why did you make an ugly one?
Well,
yeah.
I
what's up with that?
I tried to make it look like me, so thanks, Samantha. You
well, that's
heartless
that's
bitch. Okay. Wow. No. So to give you guys an example, like I basically just go with the most like generic character that I can. I had glitches right from the beginning, and I mean literally right from the beginning. I couldn't select my name. I literally am named player character in the game.
You were and that early on. Why didn't you just restart it?
Yeah, no. I had to know, Mike. I had to know how deep the rabbit hole goes. So I start playing it. I'm like, okay, this is like a knockoff Animal Crossing. And I knew that from the beginning. And spoiler alert, the company that makes this game, Gameloft, has a long history of being accused of, some people will call it flat out plagiarism. A lot of people will just call it unoriginality. And I don't blame them. This company is one, they are mercenary game studio. They are completely hired by companies to make a game, usually a quick flash in the pan type game. That's why I was asking about those updates you guys are getting. So in my brief research, this company is a French company, or it was started in France by one of the co-founders of Ubisoft. And like literally 9/10 of their Wikipedia page is all about the studios. They open, close, open, close, open, close. So I hope you guys do get to see a finished game at some point. I will also say, not necessarily a knock on Gameloft, but Disney.
They're making
is,
that Disney money now.
I was going to say, Disney is real quick to pull a plug, though, on a game. They have a tumultuous modern history with gaming. They will pull their stuff off of listings all the time. The last one I can think of real quick was the DuckTales Remastered. Had it out for like a year and a half, 2 years at most before they pulled it because they were going to re-release the, they called it the Disney Afternoon Collection that had the original. So they're real quick to be like, hey, yeah, you had your chance. You didn't make us enough money. Bye.
They'll kill this and now thing. That DeSantis is making them pay taxes in Florida, they're probably going to have to save their money.
Yep. So to get back to it, like I said, I immediately ran into glitches. I find the player character to be off-putting, like especially compared to like the other Disney characters and stuff like that running around. Like, I just think it's odd that they went with like an adult character. Like, I would almost go like, just do Animal Crossing, just make it a cartoon character, not necessarily a kid, not necessarily an adult. I think it's also kind of odd that they're like still trying to do like Kingdom Hearts type shit in this game. Like, there's this big overarching story about Dark Shadows and all this stuff like that. And I get it, like, from, you know, this is Disney and it's always had that history and stuff like that. But I'm like, couldn't you have just made it like Animal Crossing where you just hang out with these people and they come visit? Like,
No. One of the small pleasures of this game is removing Nightthorns.
Okay.
Very true. You get money to do it, or sometimes seeds.
Yeah, or clothes. All kind. Who knows what will come out of those vines?
I mean, couldn't you just get rid of weeds like you do in Animal Crossing?
No.
Okay.
I was not expecting much from the story, to be honest. Like, I was thinking I was mostly gonna like building the relationships with the characters and then like the housing stuff.
Yeah.
But I like some of the journal scraps. Like, they're well written and kind of like ominous. I'm like, this is actually deeper than I was expecting.
Like, yeah. I said, that's why I mentioned the Kingdom Hearts type stuff going on in it. Yeah. And I'm like, also, you guys might recall, I mentioned in Animal Crossing that the one thing I wanted was to have more interaction with the character, like them to need me to do something with them or something like that. This game, unfortunately, took that to 2,500 out of 10. They just like, these are just needy little bastards and I don't care for them, any of them. I don't like it. I generally, whereas I found Animal Crossing, as being as skeptical as I was of it years and years, decades even, Mike might say, I found it charming and liked it. I hate this game. I don't like it. I think it's going to be a huge cash grab, especially when it goes free to play. I'm going to say it, being the pessimist here, I don't think you'll see this game get too far. I think anytime you go to a free to play model, it's always a risk that it's not going to make enough money.
Well, you're discounting the housing aspect of it. There's already a pretty big community for housing builds and stuff. But you know, did you see the memes about how people are freaked out by, like, when you're fishing or whatever, how the characters just run up and they have to
watch you. They run up on you.
They're, like, right behind you all the time. Talking about how you're the best. The day's wonderful.
The words of affirmation are overkill.
They are. I think it's kind of, I am a little unnerved by it sometimes. Like, I get what they're going for, but I'm like, are you okay? Are you?
Like I said, I'm playing Dead Space, and I find it more scary when Goofy just runs up on me versus when a necromorph runs up on me. It literally is. I'm like, no, I don't want you near me, Goofy. Get away from me, you bastard. So it's just, I can't say anything positive about it. It's glitchy. Like, even the crafting menus will just like, I'm not displaying anything right now.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many times I've had to stop and restart this game. It's just like, I get it. It's one of those things. It looks brilliant on paper, and I'm glad that there are people liking it. And I know I'm not the core audience this is marketed towards, but no, I hate this game, and I can't wait. And I've tried. You know, guys know me. You know I will throw 90 hours into a game like it's nothing to prove a point. But I'm like, even this, I'm like, when we were going to record it previously, and then we decided not to, and I was like, whew, thank God, because I hadn't played it in like 3 months. And so you guys are talking about, all the seasonal stuff was happening. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I missed both October or Halloween and Christmas with this on there. But yeah, don't like it. Don't like any part of it, to be quite honest.
If this is for everyone, who's your most favorite character in it, and then who's your least favorite? And why? Duh.
I like, right now, Gothel's my favorite. I've chosen a lot of the more like snarky or villainous dialogue paths. I don't know if it's gonna mean anything, but I just like that you can be kind of like, I'm like, somebody has to not say that everything's great all the time, and it's gonna be me / Gothel. And I had no interest in Minnie or Mickey Mouse. Like, I did not want to help them. I put their quests off till last. I don't like any of their furniture, don't care about them. But, you know, you have to help them to proceed with things.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, I like the frozen people, and Moana's fun. Ariel and Ursula were really annoying to deal with, like we already said, but, and I like when they would, like, get glitched in their pond or whatever. Popping up and down. And I don't know if this is a universal thing, but whenever I had a character following me who I gave the mining thing to in the glade or whatever where Gothel's tree is, there's one mining spot off to the like far left side of the map in the middle where they would always get stuck. They would just get stuck there, and like I would just move on, and then they appear out of nowhere and just start throwing things at me because of the backlog.
Yeah, mine have gotten glitched over there. And then I think in the frozen part piece of it.
Yeah.
Who are your favorite?
Well, I only ever unlocked...
Oh, that's right.
Ratatouille and...
His name's Remy.
Remy. And I guess it was Moana, right? Was she one of the first three? It would be Woody and Buzz. They would be my favorite if I got that far. It was through this game that I realized that in all of the non-movies, it's actually Tom Hanks's brother that voices Woody.
Yeah, he's the...
Which is crazy, because he sounds just like him.
Yes. So, my favorite character is the Xbox button, because that's what I use to shut the game off.
God!
And my least favorite character is the start button, because that's what I have to use to begin playing this game.
Wally's also really cute.
Yeah. My least favorite is Elsa, because she'll just come up behind you and go, huh, 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 and I'm like, shut up and stop moaning behind me. Like, it's uncomfortable. I don't know what you're doing back there. Leave me alone. I run away from her whenever she comes around. And my favorite... I don't know. I think I've had multiple favorites. Right now, it's Stitch, because he pulls out the ukulele. And he also, there's one little piece where Donald finds him really annoying. And Donald puts up all these signs of his face, like saying, don't come over here. This is my happy space. And Stitch draws all over him. And it's a whole little side quest. So you have to go and try to fix that relationship. and tell Stitch he's being bad, but I just wanted to tell Stitch, I'm like, good job, man.
As annoying as the dialogue gets, they did bring in a pretty solid vocal cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the music's very nice, too. Like, the...
Yeah.
Orchestra.
Like, the medleys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maui, I found annoying because I made him fish since, I guess, water. And I could never see because his character is so big. And I'm like, I can't see. And I have to move everything around so I could. But the voice acting is really good. And I like the music as well. But sometimes, I guess, if the coffee hasn't kicked in or, I don't know, whenever I play, I would find it unnerving to hang out with Scar and have the really ominous, like, creepy music play while I'm trying to do something. I was like, this is a little off-putting right now.
Oh, my God. It cracks me up. I was laughing so hard. It's just such a simple thing. But, like, Scar was in the restaurant, and he ordered soup. And he was just a lion in there. He wasn't, like, sitting in a chair or anything.
Yeah. He's my favorite. He's like, oh, there you are, or something, you know. And he's snarky. I like him better than Gothel, I think, with his snarkiness. I'm not sure, though. I think it's the... Well, they're both pretty vain.
I just appreciate the villains in it because they're not, like... I hope they cut down on that. I don't know if there's a place for feedback, but just like, wow, this is the best day. Did you know you're everyone's hero? I'm like, can you stop? Like... This is not a normal conversation.
So can I ask?
This is actually how the dark magic came in, because there was all the toxic positivity.
Yeah.
We'll find that out at the very end.
Yeah, that's why we left.
One of the dialogue things that I find, and I know it's a glitch, and it never ceases to, like, both irritate me and crack me up, is when their dialogue box comes up, if you spin the camera, it'll fly off into infinity. It's really great. Yes. So it's
box will?
Yes, the box and the dialogue will keep going, but you can move it way away from the character. Isn't that bad that, like, one of the only thing I can be like, well, in positive note, you will laugh when the dialogue box just flies into space.
That's really funny. I'll try that.
Yeah.
See if it works. Like, quickly rotate the camera and see if it just goes, whoom, way off there.
That's really funny.
I was going to say, you guys mentioned the voice acting. They did do a pretty good job of getting a lot of the original actors that they could. Of course, not the super famous ones. Like, you know, you mentioned Maui. That's Jess Harnell, you guys might know, is Wacko Warner.
Oh, he's in Motor City also.
Yeah, he does... He's been doing voices forever. Of course, you know, they didn't get all the people. I was going to say Patton Oswalt. I guess they probably just used voice clips from the movie or something like that.
That really sounds like him.
Yeah.
I thought it was him.
It says it's him, so.
He does everything.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I was going to say, the last one to note is this apparently is the last voice work of Patricia Carroll. The original Ursula, she passed, like, right before the game came out. Yep, and as Mike mentioned earlier, Jim, Tom Hanks' brother, provides all the voices of Woody when it's, you can't get, you know, Tom Hanks around, because he probably costs way, way too much money.
He's probably busy.
He just did that movie with the cat.
Movie with the cat.
Oh, A Man Called Ove.
Yeah,
Skid the make of that. Yeah,
is that what it's called? Skid took his mom to see it.
That's the I think it's where he plays an old crotchety old man.
From what Skid told me, he hated it. By the way, he was going to
the book's better.
Commit suicide, but the cat stopped him.
Yeah. Yeah, so his wife died, and he didn't really have a reason in his mind to live, and he's crotchety, and he hates people. This is what I imagine would happen to Michael if I ever died. And It would be some annoying thing that would come over, and he would be so angry with it, but it would end up becoming, like, his favorite little thing. So he, like, got close with his neighbors and the kids and all sorts of stuff and kind of, like, found a community. But it's based on a book by Frederick Bachman, I think, something like that. And I love all his books. He's one of my favorite authors. And the book's way better, in my opinion, than the American remake of this movie.
I believe that. Because it came out in January.
Yeah, I haven't heard much about it. I'll probably watch it when it gets on HBO or whatever.
January is where they put all the movies they expect to fail.
That's true. Wow. December's award season.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else got anything else to say about the game, or are we going to call it here?
I think we can call it. It's fun. It's a fun little romp. It's fun if you like Disney. It's fun if you like bugs.
True.
Like I said, I strongly, strongly disagree with the statement that it is a fun game. It is horrifying. But I will also first freely admit it is not catered towards me. So there you go.
I am 100% the intended audience. Maybe 99%, because some of the stuff is clearly for children, but...
I'm going to say I'm 90% the intended audience.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll call it here. We'll see you on the next episode, folks. Bye.
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 Ooh, that was almost in harmony, you two. It was really good.
That was great.